Today's shiur is Masechta Shavuos, Daf Lamed Hey. We will begin on Daf Lamed Hey, Amud Aleph, at the top of the Amud, at the Mishnah. Teaches us the Mishnah Mishbiyah Ne'alechem. Mishnah continues discussing the halachas of Shavuos Eidus. It teaches us the Mishnah, if somebody says Mishbiyah Ne'alechem, Emloi Tavova to Eidaini, I make you swear, Shama Ish Plani Litin Li Masayim Zuzulay Nasan. You can say testimony that this person promised to give me a loan of 200 zuz, and he never delivered. The halach is harei lebturim. This will not be a situation of shvuas eidus. She'ein chayovim el tfiyas mamon kvikadin. The only time there's a din of shvuas eidus, it's when there's a real claim, where somebody claims that there's a financial obligation. When it's only something that is a promise but not a real obligation, then the halacha of Shavuos Eidus would not be applicable. And as Tosfos Yonta points out, that even if the person who's supposed to receive the money is a poor person and there's an obligation of tzedakah to give this person that money, that is still not considered a financial obligation, because the definition of a financial obligation is where the person has a claim that you owe me money. Here there's a din of tzedakah, but that doesn't make it into a real financial obligation. Continues the Mishnah, Mishbiyah Ne'alechem, if the individual approaches the Edom and says, K'shteduli Edus, I'm making you swear that when you know Eidus on my behalf, and they refuse, again, it won't be a situation of Shavuos Eidus. The reason, again, it won't be a case of Shavuos Eidus is because it's not a real financial claim. Again, Amud Beis HaKnesses, if somebody was standing in the shul, Vamani said in front of a whole group of people, he makes this announcement to the entire group that if anybody here knows Eidus on my behalf, they have to come say it, harei lebeturim, because he did not identify the Eidim who are supposed to come say this testimony. If he said to two people, I say to you, and identifies the individuals, Shematam Yoidim Li Eidus, Shatovav to Udaini, that if you know Eidus on my behalf, you should come say it. And they said, Shuush Enam Li Dechel Eidus, and they swear falsely that they don't know Eidus when they actually do know Eidus, but the Eidus that they know is Eid Mipi Eid. They don't know it personally, they only know it because they heard it from a different Eid, or Shayach Mehen. Puzzle, or one of these people is a Sheikh Ben Karv, one of them is related to one of the litigants, or one of them is Puzzle, an individual is Puzzle, who's Puzzle for Eidus, for example, he's a Gazlan, he's a thief, Harei Lepturim. Because again, the whole purpose of Shavuos Eidus, the only time Shavuos Eidus is applicable, is when the person is an individual who could have said Eidus. But these individuals, given all the circumstances that the Mishnah identified, could not have said Eidus. So therefore, there's no din of Shavuos Eidus. So of course, the question is, we go back to the beginning of the Perek, and the Mishnah said at the beginning of the Perek, Shavuos Eidus nehagis b'anoshim v'loi b'noshim, b'rechayki v'loi b'kroivim, b'ksherim v'loi p'sulim. So the Mishnah already taught us the halacha, that if one of the people who are being asked to say Eidus is not halachically qualified to say Eidus, he can't say Eidus. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat this din? So Tosfos answers that this Mishnah is coming to teach us that even if we have three Eidim, that two of the three Eidim are kosher Eidim, are qualified to say Eidus, and one is disqualified, then all three of them are disqualified because of the halacha of Eidus Shebatla Miktsasa Batla Kula. The Ramban says that the Mishnah is coming to teach us that even if this Ramban is consistent with the way he's been learning the Mishnayos, he says that even if one of the Eidim, even if one of the litigants says, I realize that this Eid has a disqualification, but I am prepared to accept this person as the aid. Both litigants say, we are prepared to accept this individual as an aid, even though we know he has this disqualification. The halacha would be that we don't accept the aidus. And the reason we don't accept the aidus is because even if the litigants are prepared to accept them, and even when a case when the litigants are prepared to accept them, the halacha allows them to be accepted, that doesn't change the reality that they're not kosher edim. And the halacha of shvuas edus only applies by kosher edim. Shalach biyad avdoi. If somebody sent his servant to be the one to ask the edim to say their testimony, or shemama manitva, the nitva says mashbiya ne'alechem shematam yodim li edus shetovav tiadua, that if the nitva says this to the taveya, harei lepturim, that these are again cases where we don't say shvus edus, because the halacha is that shvus edus is only applicable at sheyishma mipriya taveya, if they hear directly from the person who has the claim against them. And the reason the Mishnah pointed out an Evid, so explain the Rishonim, that it's not to say that this halacha only applies by an Evid. This halacha would apply whenever the Toveya sent somebody. The reason the Mishnah spoke about an Evid is because the Mishnah is trying to teach us that even though an Evid is maybe considered even more than a shliach, an Evid maybe is considered as an extension of the Meshaleach. And therefore, since he's considered as an extension of the Meshaleach, maybe the halacha is that he is like the Tovei himself. Teaches us the Mishnah that no, the halacha is only said by the Tovei, no one else. Tara Rabbanan begins the Gemara. Mashbiya Aleichem, Emloi Tovev Todieni. Mishnah discusses the Gemara quotes a Braisa, which is similar to what we learned in Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan Mashbi Aleichem Lo Tovev Te'eni Shamesh Ploni Litim Mesayim Zuz, that this person promised to give me Mesayim Zuz V'Lo Noson Yochel Yechayovin. Maybe these Edim who falsely claim that they can't offer testimony should be Chai for Shvus Edis Tamaloyma Techta L'Gzer Shova. Nemer Khan, the Pasuk by Shvus Edis says, V'nefeshki sech of Shama kol Ola, V'nemer Lahalan, when the Torah speaks about the Shvus B'kodon, Nefeshki sechta Umol Mal Ba'Hashem, Mal Lahalan, when we speak about the Shvus B'kodon, we speak about a case of Tfiyas Momin, where there's a financial claim, V'yeshloi, and there's an actual obligation where the person's holding the money, the P'kodon, has to give back that money. Afkan, when we speak about Shvus Edis, it's referring to a situation with Tfiyas Mamon, where there's a financial claim, V'yeshloi, and he has the obligation, he owes the money. In a situation where the money is not actually owed, all these cases is not going to be considered a case of Shvus Edis. Continue the Mishnah. Mishnah said, Meshbriya ni Aleichem, Shetaduli Edis, that when you know Edis on my behalf, you should come and say it. Tana Rabbanan, that again is not a case of Shvus Edis. Tana Rabbanan, and the Brice again, it teaches us, Meshbriya ni Aleichem, Shetaduli Edis, Shetavav Tuduni, when you know Edis on my behalf, you will come and offer it. Yochli Yechayavim, that maybe in that case they should be chayiv. Tamloim again, the pasuk says v'nefesh kisecht v'shamakal ola v'ed oira oyada mishikadma edus l'shvua, that the edus, that the testimony that this person knows is there already before the shvua was made. So like not like the case that we just spoke about where the shvua came before the edus. Amar beis haknesses. If somebody's standing in shul, and he says to the edim, if somebody here knows edus on my behalf and he doesn't come, again, it's not a case of shuas edus. Ask the Rapshita, isn't that obvious that the amishmul, I feel edim a name, even if the edim are there? So again, the Gemara's question is, Shmuel has to be telling us something that we wouldn't have known otherwise. And therefore, the Gemara's question is, what is the Chiddush that Shmuel, what is Shmuel telling us? Says the Gemara, Pshita, the obvious that the Edom are there. Because if the Edom aren't there, then certainly it would not be a situation of Shuas Eidus? Answers the Gemara, Letzricha, the case is the Kail Avai, that the Eidim are standing right next to the person as he makes them make the Shua. That even though he isn't speaking specifically to these two individuals, but since he's standing in the shul, it should be and they are standing right next to him, that should be considered as if he's speaking to them. Ma de tema commander amaludami, it should be considered like he's speaking to them directly. Kamash malon, that if he's not speaking to them directly, if they're standing together in a group, that's not going to be a case of Shavuos Eidus. And Tanya Nami Hachi. And so do we learn actually in a Braisa. Roy Sish Shabane Adam Oimdim. He sees a group of people, the Eidav Beinayim. And the Eidav that he has, that he says could say testimony on his behalf, are standing there. Yochel Yechayovim. We would think that this should be a case of Shavuos Eidus. Tamaloymer. The Pasuk says in that parasha, Vuhu Eid. If they're not identified, then they're not singled out, they're not Shavuos Eidus. Yochel afilu omer kol oimdim kan. What we say, all those that are standing here, and the Eidim are standing there, tamloim va'eid v'richa yoidiv. Since he said everybody who's standing here, he meant the people who are right next to him. And as we've been saying, the people right next to him are indeed individuals who could say Eidus on his behalf, and therefore will be a case of Shavuos Eidus. Amale Eidim, continue, we learned in the Mishnah, he said, Amale Shnai Mashbiyah Ne'alechem, that you should offer the testimony. And they do know testimony, but they have various disqualifications, Eid Mipi Eid, Kar of Posel, then again, there's no din of Shavuos Eidus. Tana Rabbanan, Amale Shnai Mashbiyah Ne'alechem, Ploini Ploinim, Im Atam Yoedim Le'Eidus, Shetova V'tu Di'ini, V'hem Yoedim Le'Eidus, they indeed know Eidus, but they know it only Eid Mipi Eid, Oishaya Echem and Kar of Apostle, Yochel Yechayovim, that this should be considered a situation of Shavuos Eidus, Tamaloyma, Imla Yagid, V'nosa Avoyna. From here we learn, Beruin La Goda. They have to be people who could say testimony. Beruin La Goda, Okos Medaber, these are all individuals who are disqualified from saying testimony, and therefore the din of shlich of Shavuos Eidus doesn't apply. The Mishnah taught a sholch b'yad avdoi, if somebody sent his servant to be the one to make the Eidim come and say testimony, then again, there is no din of Shavuos Eidus, because the din of Shavuos Eidus only applies if the person who has the claim, the Taveya, comes to the Eidim. Tana Abonim, says the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa Shalch B'yad Avdoi, Ashamalem HaNitva, the Mitzvah said, Meshbiyah Ne'alechem Shematin Yoedim L'Yoy, Eidus Shetovah to do, Yochel Yechayovim, the Nitva goes over to people who could be saying Eidus on behalf of the Taveya, and demands that they could say, that they should say the Eidus, Yochel Yechayovim, maybe it should be considered, and this is an incredible situation, where the Nitva is looking out for the Taveya's benefit. Yochel Yechayovim, we would think that this is a case of Shavuos Eidus. Tamaloymer lo yagid v'nasa avoynoi. Ma tamaloymer, what is this pasuk teaching us? Amar Reb Elazar im lo yagid k'tziv. We look in the spelling of the pasuk of the word loy. So of course, the word loy is normally spelled lamed aleph. Here it's spelled lamed vov aleph. The fact that it's spelled that way to teach us loy loy, im loy, if the person who has the claim, loy yagid, the Eidim refuse to say the testimony, then v'nosa avoyna, it's considered the avera for which there's a din of Shavuos Eidus, v'mla'acha loy yagid, but if it's anyone else making the request, and loy yagid, and the Eidim refuse to say the testimony, then potter, it's not a case, then it won't be considered a case of avdoi. The Mishnah says, again, we continue learning halachas of Shavuos Eidus. Meshbi aleichem, I make you swear that if you know testimony, you should come say the testimony. Mitz mitzavani aleichem. All these words, the halach is, Harei el Chayovin. all these words make it into a situation of Shavuos Eidus, that if they lie by saying that they don't know testimony, they admit the halacha is that this is a case of Shavuos Eidus. If, in order to be chayiv, as we're going to be learning quite extensively now in our shiurim, in order to be chayiv for the din of Shavuos Eidus, you have to use a Shem Hashem. And Rashi's opinion and Rambam's opinion is that whatever the Torah Kedosha speaks about a Shvua, there's no Chiv Karbon or Malkus until you use the Shem Hashem. The Rambam actually seems to hold that not only do you need to use the Shem Hashem, we're going to be learning extensively what that means, but you also have to use the word Shvua. That the Ran says that indeed, whenever the Torah speaks about a Shvua, it means with Hashem. As the Pasuk says, v'leisishava b'shmi l'sheker, as the Pasuk says in the Seres HaDibris, leisisa Hashem elkech l'shav, but he says that there's an Isser even without the Shem. The Ravid says that when we speak about Shavuos, particularly the Shavuos that we've been learning so far about in our Masechta, Shavuos Ha'edis and Shavuos B'kadim need to have a Shem Hashem in order for the halacha of Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos B'kadim to be applicable. Shavuos Bitoy doesn't need the Shem Hashem. All you need just to say is the word Shavua. The opinion of the Rashba is that if by Shavuos Eidus you use the word Shavua, even though you didn't use Hashem's name, but since you use the word Shavua, it has a din of Shavuos Eidus. The opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that only when somebody else is initiating the Shavua is the Shem Hashem required. But if somebody is swearing in all these cases just by on his own, then the Shem Hashem is not required. So if somebody said the Shemayim Ba'aretz, Harayel B'turim. But if he said the Aleph Dalet, the first two letters of the Shem Hashem, that's enough to make it into a Shua, or similarly, if he said Yud K. So Tosfos asks, we know that we're not allowed to say the Shem Hashem of Yud K Vav K. So how could if he said Yud K Vav K? So Tosfos wants to suggest that since his purpose of doing this is to make the Shua, then it will be acceptable. The Cheshik Shlomo says that it's talking about a case that there's an opinion that a Shua that's issued in writing is considered a shvua. And writing, of course, we are allowed to write Yud K, and that's how he came to write these two letters. If he wrote Yud K, Shakai Tzvokois, B'chanan V'rachim, Berach Apayim, B'rav Chesed, but these are all different attributes of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called, or B'kol HaKenuyim, or any type of Kenuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, names that are used to speak about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and all these cases are Re'el Chayovim. We know that in many times the Torah speaks about cursing Rachman on somebody. And again, when we're speaking about cursing, the Shem Hashem is part of the curse. Says the Mishnah, Hamakal B'kulan, somebody curses a Kadosh Baruch Hu using any of these identifications of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that we just discussed, it's Chayiv Misa. Chama Patrim, Chama hold that you're not chayif for cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachman Tzlan only if you used the Shem HaMiyuchad, the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Anything else would not be considered a violation of Chiyah Misa. HaMakal Ovev B'ima B'kulon, if somebody Rachman Tzlan curses a parent, where again, the halacha is cursing a parent with one of the Shemus Hashem, is there's a Chiyah Misa if his child does this. So again, Ramey's opinion is with any of these. The Chama Paitrim, it's only considered cursing a parent if you use the Shem HaMiyuchad. HaMakal Atzvay V'chaveri. If somebody curses himself or somebody else, B'kulon, with any one of these Shemus, Oyvim V'loy Sesei. The Torah says, Ra'ak Yisham L'cha U'shma Nafshcha Mi'oid. You have to be careful about harming yourself. And one of the ways of calming oneself is by cursing oneself and cursing someone else. The Torah says, Lo Sakal Cheresh. So if using any of these names of Hashem, you violated these different laven. The Tayag Dasha says, when it speaks about Shvuos Ha'edus, V'nefesh kisechtu v'shama kol Olah, Olah is a klola, that if the Taveya curses the Edim who refused to say testimony on his behalf. The Pasuk says, so says the Mishnah, if he says to the Edim, Yach Hashem b'shachafas b'kadachas, a Pasuk in the Teichacha, emay te'idu li, or he says, v'kein yechse aleikim, if they're reading the Teichacha, and the Taveya says to the Edim, all of these curses that we just discussed in the Teichacha should fall on you if you don't say Edus on my behalf. Zu ola ksuv b'tayra, that's considered b'kol olos abris ha-ksuv b'tayra zeh. But if he said, al yach Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't punish you if you come and say testimony on my behalf. Or he said, yivarech Hashem, if you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless you if you say Edus on my behalf. And the implication is, and if you don't, the other way around, Yetiv Loch, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do good for you, again with the same implication, if not, you will not have good, Ramei Mechayiv, because Ramei, as the Mishnah says, Posh Pshat, is teaching us, the Mechal Lav at the Shmei Hain, Mechal Hain at the Shmei Lav, the Chamim Poitrim. Says the Gemara, Mashbi Ani Aleichem. If somebody says, Mashbi Ani Aleichem, it's considered that a case of Shvuos Ha'edus. Says the Gemara, my Kama, what is the Tana of the Mishnah coming to teach us? That the Mishnah, if you didn't use the word Shvua, just use these words, that's not considered Shvuos Ha'edus. Amar Yehuda Hachikamar. Mashbi Ani Aleichem Shvua Amur B'Tayra. Metzav Ani Aleichem Metzava Amur B'Tayra. Oysef Ani B'Asa Amur B'Tayra. These are all considered valid ways of making a Shvuos Ha'edus. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya said, according to you, that anybody who speaks that way, that's considered that he made a proper shvua. If he said the word kavelchem, which means to be tied up, hare el chayovim, says the Gemara, the Torah doesn't use that word. So if the Torah doesn't use that type of expression, why would it be chayiv? Elam bay hachkama. Mashbi anei lechem b'shvua. He said the Hashem and the shvua. Metzav anei lechem b'shvua. Again, the way Rashi learns, he said the Shem Hashem and the word shvua. Oysuchum anei b'shvua. Kavelchum anei b'shvua. Since in all these cases he said the Shem Hashem, it's considered a Shvuos Ha'edus. We learned in the Mishnah, if he said be'alef dala be'yud hei, be'shakai, be'tzvos, be'chanav v'racham, be'erech apayim, be'rav chesed, all of these k'nuyim, harei'u chayovim. Begins the Gemara. L'memra, does that mean to say, ask the Gemara, the chanav v'racham, that the words chanav v'racham, shemus nanu, are considered shemus v'akadosh baruch hu, and therefore, if they were used, it's considered like a shvua with the Shem Hashem, which would qualify it to be a Shvuos Ha'edus. V'mini, ask the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, yesh shemus shenim chokim, yesh shemus shenim chokim. There's shame of Hashem that may be erased, and there's shame of Hashem that may not be erased. The best explanation is that we have to make a correction in the Sefer Torah. And are we allowed to when are we allowed to erase the Shem Hashem? And when may we not erase the Shem Hashem? Yei Shem Hashem Chokim, V'yei Shem Hashem Chokim. Elohim Shem Hashem Chokim. What an example, Shem Hashem Chokim. Kigoin Kael, Elokecho, Elokim, Elokechem, Eye Sheyeh, Aleph Dalet, Yud Kei. Shakai Tzvokos. Arei Elohim Chokim. These are all examples of Shem Hashem Chokim. Avol, Hagodl, Hagibav, Noira, Adiv, Achazuk, Va'omitz. Ha'izus, Chanav v'racham erech apayim v'rav chesed harei elanum chokim. So we see that they're erased. If the halacha is that they're erased, so they're obviously not considered Shemus Hashem. If they're not considered Shemus Hashem, why would this be considered a case of Shvuos Ha'edus? Amar Abaya. So Abaya responds, Masnisen, the way to understand our Mishnah, it means b'mi shuchanun, b'mi shurachim kama. The person, when he said rachim, he said that he's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the ultimate rachim, rachim v'chanun. And therefore, the shua is a valid shua. Amalei Rava says, Rava, if what you're saying is correct, ihachi, that if you're saying that when somebody says rachim v'chanun, it means the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the ultimate rachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate chanun. So if that's the case, so even by Shemayim v'aretz nami, if somebody used the word Shemayim v'aretz, doesn't it clearly mean v'mi Shemayim v'aretz shaloi kamar? And therefore that too should be considered a valid shvua. Answers the Gemara, the comparison is weak. Hachi chashtam. Hasam, kivin delei gemida achrina dikir rachim v'chanun. There's no one else that's called rachim v'chanun besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So of course the Rishonim asks that the Gemara always says that mahu chanun af ata chanun, mahu rachim af ata rachim, that we have to follow the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents the ultimate rachmanus, so should we act that way. So how is the Gemara, asked the Ritva, say that chanun v'rachim only refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he says that it doesn't change. The chanun v'rachim always refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when we speak about the midah, about the characteristic of chanun v'rachim, that characteristic is limited to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a human being acts in that way, he's just emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, a person is not called chanun v'rachim, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called chanun v'rachim. Again, hachi hashta, hasam, when we speak about chanun v'rachim, kim delechem midah achrina dikir rachim v'chanun, there's nobody else that's truly called rachim v'chanun. So when you say that those words, you certainly mean v'ade b'mishu chanun, v'ade b'mishu rachim kamer. But hocha, when you say shemayim v'aretz, kim dikir shemayim v'aretz, when there's a shemayim, there's a heaven, there's an aretz, there's earth. So it doesn't mean Dafka HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What you mean to say is B'Shemayim V'aretz Kamar. And since you mean to say Sheva Shemayim V'aretz, that therefore the halacha is that that isn't necessarily considered the Shem Hashem. And since it's not necessarily considered the Shem Hashem, it's not considered that you it's not considered you made a shvua when you used those names. The Tosfos quotes of Ben Hanano that if somebody wrote Aleph Dalet from the Adnus, it's not erased. That even though we're learning it might not be a proper Shvua, it still may not be erased. And the Truma Sadeshin discusses a Shaila that in many Sidurim, where we have the Shem Hashem supposed to be mentioned, the Siddur, the way the Siddur is printed with two yuds. And the question that the Truma Sadeshin already discusses, is that going to be considered a shame? What's the halacha about erasing that? He says that when we speak about erasing them, then the halacha will be that even though it's part of the Shem Hashem, the halacha he says is they may be erased. So the Ramosha and the Shas Chuvas Igris Moshe, Chelik Beis Simon and Hay, based on this Chumas Adeshin, says that if you have a Siddur that's a Hebrew Siddur, but it's written in English letters. So he says that, so you have even the biggest Shem Hashem, but it's not written in Lashon Kodesh, it's written in a different language. He says that's not considered a Shem Hashem, and therefore such a Shem Hashem would be allowed to be erased. There are many halachas when we speak about the Shem Hashem. There's the halacha, as we know, of Shvu Sheker, that we're learning, the Pasuk says, L'Shavabi L'Sheker, using a Kaddish Baruch Hu's name to swear falsely about something that happened in the past. You swear something happened and didn't happen, or vice versa. Shvu Shav, something that a concept that we've learned a number of times. When you make a shvua about something which is patently false, you say something that which is made out of gold, you say it's out of wood, it's made out of gold, as the pasuk says, "Lo'sisa shem lekech l'shav." There's the concept of bracha levatolo, saying Hashem's name in a bracha that wasn't supposed to be recited. That too is a violation of Lo'sisa shem lekech l'shav. There's the concept of just using Hashem's name in vain. Again, learned from the pasuk of Lo'sisa shem lekech l'shav. It's learned from the pasuk of Hashem lekech tira. There's the halacha of erasing a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name, and that's learned from the pasuk of Lo'sasa kein l'shem lekecha. The Tashbat says that when we use the English word for Hashem, G-O-D, it's treated like a kinui. And therefore, he says, a translated name is not considered the actual name of Hashem, but it's only considered a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And therefore, if somebody would erase that, it would not be a violation of L'Sasu Ken L'Hashem L'Kaychem. The Rambam says that when we speak about mentioning Hashem's name, again, only applies to the actual Shem Hashem, but doesn't apply to any of the Kenuyim. So according to him, you would be allowed to say Hagadol, Hagibor, all these different names, and it would not be considered uttering Hashem's name in vain. When we speak about Mechikas Hashem, so there we said, all these Kinuyim, there's no halacha Mechikas Hashem. But we're learning when it comes to Shvua Shav, their halacha will be that using a kinui will be considered a shvua shav. Rabbi Yochanan in Masechta Baba Brachos, Daf Mem and Aleph, says that if somebody makes a bracha, he doesn't say Baruch Atah Hashem, but he says Baruch Atah Moru Da Alma, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the King of the World, it's not considered that he made a bracha levatala. He says because that's not considered Hashem's name. However, he says, if somebody does say different ways of describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a bracha, then it's going to be considered a proper bracha. So says the Pnei Yeshua, that if somebody is in a situation of a suffix bracha, he doesn't know if he has to make a bracha or not. So he should say the bracha using a kinui. And he says, Memonavshach, if you mechoiv the bracha, so you fulfill your obligation to make the bracha. If you're not obligated in the bracha, it won't be considered saying Hashem Hashem Levatola, because Hashem Hashem Levatola is not applicable when you use a kinui. Rabbi Kiva Eger disagrees. And he says that saying a bracha in a different language or with a kinui is considered a violation of L'Sis Hashem L'Kecha L'Shav. And therefore he says, when somebody has a suffix, if he should make a bracha or not, he shouldn't just make a bracha with a kiyum. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, we learn, the Braisa teaches us, Kosov Aleph Lamed Melakim, Oy Ka Meyutke Vavke, Hareza Enenimchuk. You're not allowed to erase them, because they are considered a Shem Hashem. But if he wrote, Shin Dalad Mishakai, Aleph Dalad Adnos, Tzadi Beis Mitzvokos, those Hareza Nimchak, those are not considered Shemus Hashem, and since they're not considered Shemus Hashem, the halacha is Hareza, then Hareza Nimchak, you'll have to erase them. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tzvokos Kuloi, even the entire word Tzvokos Nimchak may be erased. Shalai Nikra Tzvokos, the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Tzvokos El Hashem Yisrael, it's only a representation of the special relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vayitzeisi et Tzvoisei es Amim Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, and it doesn't represent the word Shemus. And as the Rishonim point out, there's nowhere in the pasuk that refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the name Tzvokos. Amish Shmuel says, Ein halach Rabbi Yossi, the halach is not like Rabbi Yossi, and Tzvokos may not be erased. There are different gersos in the Gemara. Some gersos have that it may be erased. Tana Rabbanan, Continues the Gemara, we learn in a brisa, kol ha-tofel Hashem. Anything that's connected to the Shem Hashem, Beim Elfana, Beim La'akrov, whether it's before the Shem Hashem or whether it's after the Shem Hashem, Hareza Nimchak may be erased. So the Gemara explains, the brisa illustrates. Bilfonov Ketzad, what does it mean, Bilfonov? If you have La Hashem, so you have the Lamed of La Hashem, Nimchak. Or Be Hashem, the Beis Nimchak. Or Ve Hashem, the Vav is Nimchak. Me Hashem, the Mem may be erased. She Hashem, Shin Nimchak. Hashem with extra hay in front of it, Nimchak. And if you have a Kuf before Hashem, Hashem, Nimchak. Lachrov Ketzad, what is the definition of Lachrov? Elokeinu, if you have the Nu of Elokeinu, Nimchak. Elokeihem, the Hey Mem is Nimchak. Elokeichem, the Chof Mem is Nimchak. Acherim Omer, but the Acherim disagree on the Tanakama, and they say La'akrav Ein Nimchak. Any suffix that appears to the Shem Hashem, Ein Nimchak, may not be erased. Shoka Kitcha Hashem, it got the Kedusha by being connected to the Shem Hashem. And Omer of Huna, and Huna says, Halacha Acherim, that is indeed the halacha, that anything that's before the Shem Hashem may be erased, but anything that's after the Shem Hashem may not be erased. So the Sefer Avodas Yisrael that explains this Gemara Pidrush. If somebody thinks that before he even became an Avodas Oved Hashem, and he thinks he's already great, that's not what the way we're supposed to live. The way we're supposed to live is only after a person becomes connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only then is he considered Kadosh. Before that, before he became connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't have that Kedusha. And that's why I saw that the Sefer Yitzhak Panim explains why Shmini Atzeres is considered such a great Yontif. The reason Shmini Atzeres is considered such a great Yontif, because it's after the Shem Hashem. It's after all of the days of Kedusha, something which is connected after we've experienced Kedusha, that's Ein Nimchak. But something that's before the Shem Hashem, then the halacha is, it's not considered, it doesn't have that Kedusha. Actually, I saw from the Pnei Menachem, a very bechiddush. The Pnei Menachem says that we know that the halacha has certain leniencies on Bein HaShemashos Friday afternoon. And the question that he wants to discuss is what's going to be the halacha about something that about the Bein HaShemashos going into Matzoy Shabbos. And he says that we can't treat the Matzoy Shabbos Bein HaShemashos with the same level as the Bein HaShemashos of Friday afternoon. And the reason, he says, is based on our Gemara. He says there's a difference between a situation where you have already experienced the Kedusha and where you have not yet experienced the Kedusha. Our Gemara teaches us that once you experience the Kedusha, there's a much higher level of Kedusha than before you experience the Kedusha. And therefore, the Bein HaShemashos Friday afternoon, which you have not yet experienced the Kedusha, is a situation where there are certain leniencies in halacha for that case. But the Bein HaShemashos of Matzoy Shabbos, which is coming after Shabbos, where you've already, Baruch Hashem, experienced the Kedusha of Shabbos, that Kedusha is a much higher level Kedusha, and it's much more difficult to be lenient. It's much more difficult to be lenient on that Matzoy Shabbos, and he bases it on this Gemara. Avram, Delatya, Lenovois, Begivus, Benyamin, Shlomo, Daniel, Simon. Says the Gemara, speaks about different situation, what is considered Shem Hashem or not. Kol, Shemus, Hamur, B'Torah, B'Avram, all the places in the Torah where Shem Hashem is used regarding Avram Avinu, Kodesh. They're all, when the Pasuk uses the Shem Hashem, they're all referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chutz mi zeh shuchol. There's one exception. Shnemar, when the three Malachim came to visit Avram Avinu, Avram says to Avyoma Adonai, Avram Avinu was speaking to the Malach, and he was calling him my master, but if he wasn't speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he used that name. Chanina ben Achi, Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Leza, ben Azari, Mishum, Rabbi Leza, Medai, Amru, Avzeh, even this Shem Hashem is Kodesh, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avram Avinu was addressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Avram Avinu was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al no savim al avdecha. He was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that wait, so to speak, until I take care of my guest, and then I will come back to you. Command, so says the Gemara, Command Hazla Hadam Rabbi Yudah Merav, that he taught us the Gdol Achnasas Orchim, Yosem Akbalos B'nai Shechina, that greeting guests is even greater than greeting the Shechina. Command, Kais Azug, that they say that the Pshat in the Pasuk is that Avram was addressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asking him to wait. So we saw that he considers that Achnasas Orchim is even greater than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how did Avram know this? So the Sefer Siach Sarfi Kodesh says that Avram Avinu, how did Avram Avinu know everything what you're allowed to do or you're not allowed to do? The answer is that Avram Avinu, his whole body was completely attuned to Kedusha. And he knew, his body on its own knew what you're supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do. And the fact that he saw that he is being pushed to go greet the Orchim and leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, on the side, that's how he knew. Another pshat that the Torah Shmuel says that for a person, why is indeed the halacha that Gdolei HaKnasos Orchim Yosef Pnei Kabbalos Pnei Shechina? So the Sefer Torah Shmuel explains that a person to become subservient in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is very easy. We all realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to become subservient to another individual, to run and serve another person, that's not so easy. And because Avram Avinu wanted to show that he is ready to be subservient to anyone else, that's a proof that how great HaKabbalah Shechina is. Another pshat that I saw, that greeting guest is Kabbalah's play, Avram Avinu, when he greeted guests, he brought them in to house and brought them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram Avinu, when he was experiencing this entire parsha, was just after he had the bris milah. Why? And the question is, says the Imri Emes, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu wait to tell Avram Avinu to have a bris only when he was 100 years old? Shouldn't he have told him at a younger age? The answer is that if Avram Avinu would have had a bris at a younger age, while he was recuperating from the bris, he would not necessarily be able to greet guests. And what we're learning from here is that Gdol Achnos Orchim Yosem Kabbalos Pnei Shechina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to be available to take care of your guest. And therefore, I'm not going to tell you to greet the guest, to have a bris milah in order you should be healthy enough to take care of the guests. Another pshat that I saw, the Gemara Masechta Bava Metzias says, we know Rashi says it in the Chumash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the sun, that guests should not be able to greet him. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to take out guests? It would have been take out the sun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have just had speaking to Avram Avinu, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to Avram Avinu, he wouldn't be able to greet the guest. From here we see that wouldn't be enough of a reason for Avram Avinu not to greet the guest, the fact that he just said that he just was speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Achnosus Orchem is even greater. So I saw a pshat that we know by Kiddush Levana, we say, Imole Lezoch Yisrael, Lahagbil Pnei Avim Shebishmayim. If we were only able to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu once a month, it would be enough. So in order that we shouldn't make the mistake, that just like we do Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina once a month, it should be enough to greet rest once a month. The halacha is, G'day Lachnas Sarchim. Greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu once a month is enough. But even But greeting guests is something that's standard. But then I saw that the Havi Shalom explains, greeting guest is great, but when you greet the guest with Kabbalas Pnei Shechina, as we just discussed, that the purpose of Avraham Avinu of greeting his guest was to bring them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a combination of Achnosis Orchim and greeting the Shechina. That is, of course, the highest level that anybody could try to reach. It says the Gemara, Kol Shemus Hamurim Beloit. All the Shemus that the Pasuk says the Loit used are Chol. Don't refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chutz Mizeh Shu Kodesh. Except for one which is Kodesh. Nemar, V'yom Eloit Aleim. When the Melachim took Loit and his family out of Sodom, the Pasuk says, V'yom Eloit Aleim. Alno Adoni. Hine no Matzosu Avdecha Chayim Be'enecha. Who was he speaking to? Mishiyesh biyadei lohamus lachis, the one that could cause us to live or die, Zakarish Baruch Hu. Kol Shemus ha'omer nevois, that the pasuk speaks about the nevois that brought Eidei Sheker, that nevois that cursed Zakarish Baruch Hu, says the, as we know, the story of Achav, that Achav wanted to get the property of nevois, and he issued all sorts of libel against him. So he says all of the, and he brought Edom to that effect. Whenever the word Hashem is used there, Barach el Kiv Melech Akodesh. Micha made an idol for Avodah Zarah, and says the pasuk that all of the Shemus that are used regarding that are Chol. Rabbi Lezer Omer Kodesh. Rabbi Lezer Omer ben Navos, the Shem Hashem that's used by Navos is Kodesh. The Micha, Yesh ben Chol, v'yesh ben Kodesh. There's some that are and some that aren't. Aleph Lamed, whenever we use the word Elohim, it's Chol. When the word Yudkei Vavkei is used, it's Kodesh. Chutz Mizeh Sh'Aleph Lamed, except there's one place where Elohim is used and it means Hashem, it's Kodesh. The Pasuk says, Kol Yimei, that the Pasuk says that they had the Pesach Michol, Kol Yimei Yoyis Beis Elohim B'Shilai. Kol Shemus Amurim Begivus Binyanim, the terrible story of Givus Binyanim, that a person came to the city of Givat Binyamin with his Pelegish, who was abused by the people, and the husband went and chopped her up and sent her out to all the Shvatim, and all the Shvatim went to war against Binyamin. And the Pasuk says that they asked, will they be successful in their war against Binyamin? And the Pasuk uses the Shem Hashem numerous times. It says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer Omer Chol, all the time when they asked the question, they weren't speaking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Shua Omer Kodesh. Amalei Rabbi Lezer, asked Rabbi Lezer, how could you suggest that all the time that the Shem Hashem is used is Kodesh, V'chim Avtiach V'Naisa, and all those psukim, it says, that they asked and they were told that they will be successful and they weren't. So if they don't mean Hashem, it's understandable. But if they mean Hashem, how could that be? Amar Rabbi Shua, says Rabbi Shua, Ma Sheftiach Oso. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something, he keeps it. But they didn't ask the question properly. They didn't ask Im Linetzuchim Netzach. They asked should they go to war, but they didn't ask if they're going to be successful in war. It's a whole different question. But, when the last time they asked properly, Eskimu al Yodam, and that's where they got the proper answer. Shnema Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron, Oymel Fana B'yam Mehem Lema, Hoysev Oy Lotzis L'mechama, in B'yam Achi im Echtol, and he said, V'yam Hashem Alu, Kimach Etn B'yotcha. You have to ask a question properly if you want to get a proper answer. Says the Mishnah, says the Braisa, Kol Shloima Amurim Shir Hashirim. Whenever the word Shloima is used in Shir Hashirim, Kodesh, because it means Shir L'misha Shalom Shaloi, a song to the one that deserves the song, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chutz Mizeh, where the Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Kami Shali Lefanav Ha'alaf L'cha Shloima, the Knesset Yisrael is the Kerem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, Shloima L'day, Messiah Nitrimus period. We left over 200 to take care of Shlomo HaMelech's property. And therefore, those are not Kodesh. Rabbanan, Who are they? The Rabbanim. That Shlomo HaMelech left over these people who didn't work, who are devoted to the learning Torah and Avodas Hashem. And there it means regular people. V'yesh Oimrim, when that there's another pasuk, Af Zechol, Hinei Metasha Shlomo Shishim Gibayrim, Savon Lav Gibayrim Yisrael. It means the people who guarded Shlomo, because Shlomo HaMelech had many challenges in life and he needed Shmira. When used the word afzeh, it means that he agrees to the tarakama of Elif Elcha Shloima Eschal. El Hada Am Shmuel asked the Gemara. Shmuel said, "Malchus the Kotel Chad Meshita BeAmaloi Manchi, a government that destroys a sixth of its population will not be punished. That means they have to live over 5/6 to learn." Only 1/6 could go out to help the king. Shnemar kamishli lefana elfulcha shleima lemachusa derekia. They should be devoted to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Masayim lenotmes piyah lemachusa dar. That means we have 1,200, 200 working for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and 200 working for shleima, and 1,000 kaviyachol working for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So we see from Shmuel that the shleima in that pasuk is speaking about those who are devoted to Hashem. Shmuel like Tanakam v'loki Yeshemrim. But if that's the case, Shmuel is going to say that the Shlomo in this pasuk is Kodesh. That's who does Shmuel and this pasuk not. It says the Mahachikama. What I meant to say was like this. Hel v'cha Shlomo, the Tanakam says, Hel v'cha Shlomo is Chol. Yeshemrim ze Kodesh. And some say Hel v'cha Shlomo is Kodesh. The pasuk of mitasah shleima is chol. The Shmuel, that's going to be the opinion of Yesh Oimrim, that's going to hold this one as kodesh and this one as chol, and that's the opinion of Shmuel. Kol malchei amurim b'Daniel. Wherever the word melech is used in Sefer Daniel, it's chol. Chutz mizeh shu kodesh. The pasuk says, Ant malka melech mechaya, the alaka shemayim achusa chasna v'takva v'yakra v'loch. Daniel was saying to Nebuchadnezzar, you are king, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you your power. So that shame is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yesh Oimrim, Af Zeh Kodesh, there's another place that's Kodesh. Shenemar, the pasuk speaks where Nebuchadnezzar had a terrible dream. We saw this huge tree that reaches up to the sky, and they had beautiful fruits and leaves, and a malach comes down and calls and cuts down the tree, and all of it falls down. And what it means is that Nebuchadnezzar will have a downfall. And the pasuk says, when Nebuchadnezzar repeats this dream to Daniel, Daniel says to him, Maracham osonach pashel arch, my master, this dream should be about your enemies. Says the Malaman Kamar, who did Daniel mean when he said the Mori? He was speaking to Nebuchadnezzar, and he said, what was he trying to say? Your enemies should have a downfall. Who are the enemies of Nebuchadnezzar? Who are the enemies of Nebuchadnezzar Yisrael? So is it possible to say, Mele Kalayot Le Yisrael, that Nebuchadnezzar, that Daniel was cursing Klal Yisrael? So that's why it's hard to explain that Mori, that's the way to say the pasuk. Rather means he meant HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, Daniel was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the enemies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have a downfall. The Tanakama, that says it means Chol, he says, Sonu Yisrael, Ikas, Sonu of the Chavim Lekha, the Nebuchadnezzar only have enemies who were the Jews. That would mean that Daniel was cursing the Jews. He had 20 enemies who weren't Jewish. Of a Kanal Kanuyim, somebody said when he made a Shuas Eidus called Kanuyim, Harel Chayovim. Asked the Gemar Vermini, the Pasuk speaks about the whole parish of Saita. And the Pasuk says, Yitin Hashem Oischa La'ol Lashvua, Matal Malaymer. Doesn't the pasuk already say so? Why does the pasuk have to say again? Answers the Gemara, because the pasuk says by Shavuos Eidus v'shama kol ola. So we learn exer v'shava. Nema kan by Shavuos Eidus the word ola Namalahalan, the Torah uses by the Pasha Saita Olan. Malahalan, it means a Shua, Afkan Shua. Malahalan, by Saita, the Shem Hashem is used. Afkan, the Shem Hashem has to be used. So how could anything else be considered a Shua for the Shua Saitis? Answers the Gemara Mabai Loi Kasha. Harab Chanina Barida, Harab Boran. It's a Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya of Chanina Barida Omer, Hoyle Vomer Torah, he shove up. The alti shava that you have to make a shua and not shua falsely. Sometimes, and the Torah says by the site the kalel, the Torah says another place that you may not curse. My shava, the shame, aflat shava. When you have to make a shua, you have to use the shame Hashem. And when you're not allowed to make a shua, it means a shua that you use the shame Hashem. Ma, just like when the Torah says by the soit the kalel, and the Torah says to use the Shem Hashem, afloys the kal b'shem. So the pasuk is coming to teach us that according to him, according to Chanina b'Gedi, that the halach is that he says the first brisa that has to have the Shem Hashem. Rabbanan, that we don't have to say have the Shem Hashem. I gemiri, if we're going to learn the gzer shava, niboy shem ha-miyuchad. So then the Shuas Eidus should not only require Shem Hashem, but should it require Yudke Vavke. V'loi Gveri, if there is no Gzeri Shova, all of the Shvua Himenolu, how do we know that all means a Shvua? Says the Gemara, Nafklim Tanya. The Pasuk says by Shuas Eidus V'shema Kal Allah, Ein Allah Allah Shem Shvua. V'kena Yomer, V'shbiya Koinas Isha, V'shvuas Allah. V'hosam, Shvuas, ask the Gemara, how can we learn from there to Shuas Eidus? By Soit to Shuas Olos Ksiv. And here it just says Olo. Says the Gemara, Hachkama. Olo, Ainli Ela B'Shuah. Then when the Torah uses the word Ela, you have to use the word Shuah. V'keinu Oimer, V'shbiya Kodesh Isha, V'shuas Olo. V'menayin Lasos. And from where do we know Shuas Sheinima Olo? K'shuas Sheyeshima Ila Olo. Tamaloimer, V'shama Kal Olo. The Pasuk says, that shkal ola, the pasuk should have said just v'shama ola. Why does the Torah use the word kol? V'shama kol to teach us that by shvuas ha'edus it doesn't have to have the ola, even if it has ola or doesn't have ola, it's going to be considered a proper shvuas ha'edus.